Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey North Point, happy November. Hey, around here, November only means one thing. No, it's not Thanksgiving. That means it's time for the 40-day finish. That's right. We're getting close to the last 40 days of the year, and we want to finish strong so that we can start 2021 fast. I know you are ready for the 40-day finish. I'm ready for the 40-day finish. We're going to be giving you some more details on that. Hey, but today we are kicking off a brand new message series entitled Grounded. But before we do that, we've got to say our declaration. We say this every Sunday here. We say it by putting our hand over our heart because that's where this declaration comes from. Will you say it with me today? I am a child of God. I am loved, adored, and accepted by my Father in heaven. I am forgiven and free. Sin has no hold on me. I am an overcomer, more than a conqueror, full of the Spirit of God. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Holy Spirit, open up my eyes to see, my ears to hear, my mind to understand, and my heart to receive everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Come on, now you know what to do. Put a big amen on that. Well, today we're kicking off a brand new series entitled Grounded. And we're talking about being established and rooted, living stable and unbreakable. You see, this is what we should all desire to be. And not just what we should desire to be, this is what we can be. And we really need to know this in 2020 because this has definitely been a challenging year with a global pandemic, economic crises, racial tensions. And I'm going, didn't you know that 2020 was going to have to throw in a presidential election just to top things off? But yes, this has been a challenging year, but I want you to know this. Despite all of that, you can have peace and you can live with an inner calm. And here's the reason why I know it's possible, because this is what Jesus said in John chapter 16. And everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. Come on, this is supernatural peace. Jesus said, the peace that is in me, that is supernatural peace. That is the peace that I want to give to you. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. See, it is possible to have peace and confidence even in the midst of trouble and sorrow. But here's what it comes down to. What are you grounded in? What are you grounded in? Because you can live your life grounded in fear, anxiety, disappointment, limitation, discouragement, lies. You can live your life grounded in those things, but if you're grounded in those things, then you're not going to get peace and confidence when you need it most. But if you want to possess a calm, even in the midst of the storm, come on, if you want that calm right now, I want you to type it in the chat right now. C-A-L-M. Come on, put it in all caps. I want calm in the midst of the storm, regardless of what's going on in my family, regardless of what's happening in our country, regardless of what's going on in the world. I want to have an inner calm on the inside of me. If that's what you want, then you've got to make sure you're grounded in the right things. You've got to be grounded in the right things. And this is what we're going to be talking about the next 4 weeks. These are four things that you need to be grounded in if you want to experience calm. And these are the four things you got to, now come on, you knew this. You knew when I spelled calm and it was four letters in the word and I said 4 weeks. Come on, you knew this was about to happen. But we've got to learn what it is to be grounded in Christ. That's what we're going to talk about today. How do we be grounded in the proper attitude? Come on, our attitude is our settled way of thinking and feeling about someone and something. And that's our mindset and our emotions. We've got to be grounded, settled, established in those things. We've also got to be grounded in light. Come on, Jesus gave you a mission when he said, you are the light of the world. Jesus gave you a responsibility. He said, you have to shine your light. When people see your light, they will praise your Father in heaven. This is our action. This is what we need to be doing. We need to be that light. And then finally, you've got to be grounded in maturity. You got to be grounded in maturity. You see, whenever you do these things, when you get grounded in Christ and grounded in your attitude and grounded in what you do and in your behaviors, only then can you really be mature. And whenever you are mature and you are producing the right fruit in your life, you see, the wind might blow. It might blow you, but it's not going to break you. Come on, that wind might, you might feel the force of that wind. You might feel that tension, but it's not going to break you. Why? Because you're mature and you're unbreakable and you're stable because you're grounded in the right things. You know, when we came into 2020, we said this was going to be our year of upgrade. And we started by talking this year about the upgrade position. And we're going to wrap up this year the same way that we started talking about this year by getting back into that upgrade position. Because whenever we get grounded in Christ, come on, we got to get our eyes up and we got to get our attention on him. When we get grounded in that attitude, that proper attitude, that's going to keep our head up. When we get grounded in light and we say, I realize I've got a mission. I'm available, God, to do what you're asking me to do. I'm going to put those hands up. And whenever I get mature, that's when I grow up and I go up. So we're going to finish this year the exact same way we started this year by getting our eyes up, our head up, and our hands up because we want to go up to the level that God is calling us to go. And that's why this series is so important. We've got to make sure we are grounded in the right things so that we can go into the things that God is calling us to go into. Now, today we're gonna talk about being grounded in Christ, and we're going to go into Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to read a couple verses there, starting with verse 6. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. This is like, this is an aha moment right here. Saying, look, don't just accept him, follow him. Don't just accept him, but walk in step with him. You see, being a Christ follower is not just about the day that you accepted him, but it's about every day choosing to follow him. You see, the moment was a big moment. That moment when you surrendered your life to God, that moment when you said yes to Jesus, that moment that you received him as the Lord and Savior of your life, that was a big moment, but that was the beginning. That wasn't the end. You see, that moment should have created movement, and that movement should have created momentum. And in your life, you should be moving with Jesus because it's not just about that moment. It's about walking with God, following him every single day. And the scripture goes on in verse 7, and it says, and let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Now let's stop just for a moment and talk about the purpose of roots. What are the purpose of roots in a plant or in a tree? The roots have two main purposes. Number one, is they provide nourishment for the plant or for the tree. The second thing is they create stability for the plant or the tree. And these two things are the same things that happen in our lives when our roots grow down into Him. Now, I want you to see this in the scripture because it says, and let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Notice, it's not talking about religious rhetoric. It's not talking about cultural Christianity. It's not talking about pious principles. No, when your roots grow down into Him, it's talking about your roots growing down into the person of Jesus. Now, that brings a couple questions up. The first question is, how do I walk in step with someone that I cannot see? How do I locate and put my roots down into this person of Jesus? Where do I find Him? How does that happen? Can I give you five places? Five places that you are going to find Jesus. The first place that you're going to find Him is when you read about Him. You're going to find Jesus when you read about Jesus in the Bible. Whenever you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we call those the Gospels. It's the first four books of the New Testament. It is the story of when Jesus was living here on the earth. You see, then you get into the rest of the New Testament, Acts and Romans and all that, and you begin to read about not just what Jesus did, but what the Holy Spirit was doing to establish the church of Jesus Christ on the earth. You see, whenever you read about Him, then you will begin to find Him. Here's the second place that you're going to find Him. That is whenever you talk to Him. We call this prayer, but prayer is simply talking and communicating with God. It's whenever you take a moment and you just invite God into your day. That's where you find Him. Here's the third place you're going to find Him. Whenever you worship Him. When you worship Him, you are putting Him in His rightful place. When you declare His goodness, His greatness, and His authority, not just over your life, but over all of the earth, and you worship Him for who He is and for all that He has done, it's in that place that you find Him. Here's the fourth place that you find Him. When you love and serve others like Him. When you begin to model what Jesus did. When you begin to love people and serve those around you with compassion and empathy, like Jesus served while He was on this earth, when you put yourself in His shoes, if you would, that's where you find Him. Here's the fifth place that you find Him. When you listen to others talk about Him. That's what you're doing right now. You are listening to me talk about Jesus. And whenever you listen to others talk about Him, that's when you are going to locate Him. That's when you are going to find Him. Now, I want you to see this about these five things. These five things are all in your full control. All five. Every one of these are in your full control. Now, here's what we say here at North Point, that you will always find whatever it is that you're looking for. You're going to find what you're looking for. So if you are looking for Jesus and you are reading about Him, talking to Him, worshiping Him, loving and serving others, listening to others talking about Him, then guess what? You are going to find Jesus. These five things are in your full control. And that's why we say in our declaration, we put our hand over our heart and we say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see. Where does this declaration come from? This declaration came from the prayer that I started praying at 18 or 19 years old before I would open up my Bible, before I would pray, Holy Spirit, open up my eyes to see, my ears to hear, my mind to understand, and my heart to receive everything that God wants to speak to me, communicate to me, do in me today. I want to receive all of those things today. You see, I prayed that prayer and I said that. Why? Because I was looking for Jesus. I wanted to find Jesus. I wanted to locate Him and find Him so that I could put my roots down into Him. Now, we need to know where to find Him. That's important, but here's what we need to know. What happens when my roots go down into Him? Oh yeah, I find him in these five places, but what happens when I begin to put roots down into him? Here's the first thing that happens, is that in Jesus, we find nourishment for our soul. In Jesus, we find nourishment for our soul. Jesus, in John chapter 4, he says that he is the living water. Jesus in John chapter 6 says that he is the bread of life. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "This is the reason that I came. I came so that you would have life in abundance to the full until it overflows." You see, Jesus came so that he could nourish your soul with everything that it needed. Everything that our soul needs to come alive and to thrive is found in Jesus. Once again, it's found in Jesus. It's not found in the idea of Jesus. It's not found just in the teachings of Jesus. No, it is found in the person of Jesus Christ. What our souls need to be healed and healthy and whole is found in one place. That's why Jesus is the complete answer for each and every single one of us. There are things that you can find that can help make your life better, but there is only one that can make your soul whole. There are a lot of great books and a lot of great teachings and a lot of great strategies and systems. There are things that can help make your life better, help make your marriage better, help make your finances better, help make your mind stronger, help all of these. Yes, yes, and yes, but there is only one who can make your soul completely whole. And see, here's what we can do. We can find ourselves frustrated in life. We are frustrated because we are trying to get what we need from a person, a place, or a position. And because we can't get what we need from them, and we will never be able to get what we need, they will never provide what our soul needs, because that is the way that God, Chris, there is a peace in each and every one of us that cannot be filled up by another person. You can love your spouse with all of your heart, but your spouse is not your other half. They don't, it's not Jerry Maguire, "You complete me." That doesn't work that way. Only God can complete you. That spouse can't do it. And if we expect our spouse to complete us and make us healthy and whole, we're going to end up frustrated because they were never created to do that. If we think that next job or that next position or that next house or that next car or that next vacation or that next, if we think these things are going to do it, they are not going to do it. And we live our life disappointed and frustrated because what we find ourselves is still thirsting for something, still hungry for something, still unfulfilled because what we have is not doing it for us. That's why Jesus is the only one who can give your soul what you need. And whenever your roots grow down into him, the nourishment that is in him is what begins to fill your soul, and you get healed and you get healthy and you get made whole because Jesus is the only one who can do that for you. In Jesus, our soul is nourished. There is no substitute for Jesus. There is no substitute for Jesus. You can't find it anywhere else, only in Jesus. But not only does Jesus give you nourishment for your soul, here's the next thing I would say is that in Jesus, we find stability for our soul. Not only do we find nourishment, healing, health, not only do we find the thing that makes us whole, but we also find stability. Let's look in Ephesians chapter 3. Once again here, the Apostle Paul is talking about roots, right? He's talking about roots again. He was talking about roots just a second ago in Colossians. Now here in Ephesians, he's writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's talking again about roots. And he says here that your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. I want you to say strong right now. Your roots will grow down into God's love and it will keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. It said you're not going to be able to understand it fully. You can't comprehend it because your mind is finite and God is infinite, and you will never be able to put all of the pieces together of how great His love is. But may we experience this amazing love in our lives so that we will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. You see, in Jesus, we don't just find what heals us, we find what holds us. Because whenever your roots are going down into Jesus, your roots are really going down into God's love. And it's God's love that will keep you strong. You know, let me say it to you this way. The greatest stability that you will ever discover in your life is found in God's unchanging, everlasting, and relentless love for you. The greatest stability that you will ever find in your life will be discovered whenever you understand the relentless, unending, everlasting, unconditional love that God has for you. When you discover how high and how wide and how deep and how magnificent His love is for you, you will find no greater stability in life. I want to read one more scripture that Paul wrote, and he wrote this in Romans chapter 8, describing God's love. And he says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, whenever your roots grow down into Jesus, when your roots grow down into God's unconditional love, you're no longer going to be tossed back and forth between good days and bad days, and between good decisions and bad decisions. And where do I stand with God today? How does God feel about me right now, this week, or in this season of life? That will never, ever happen again. Because when your roots grow down into His intense love for you, you will be strong, because you will never be able to be convinced that you don't belong. You will be so strong in God's love, because the enemy will never be able to convince you that you don't belong. You made too many mistakes. You said the wrong thing. You went to the wrong place. You've messed up too many times. No, whenever your roots grow down into God's amazing love for you, you will never be convinced that you don't belong. I am a son. I am a daughter. I have a seat at the table. I have a room in the house. He is my Father, and He loves me unconditionally. He loves me so much despite my mistakes and despite my failures. He loves me so much. Friend, can I just tell you, there is nothing that you did to get God to love you, and there's nothing that you can do to cause Him to stop. He loves you because He chose to love you. He loves you because His love is so much bigger than any mistake that you could ever make. And when your roots grow down into that amazing love, it creates stability in your life. The lies of the enemy, the storms that he tries to bring in your life, it will not move you. It will not shake you because my roots are down into God's love. And then it says this right there in verse 7. It says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. See, your life cannot be built on what your roots do not go down into. I want to say that again. Your life cannot be built on what your roots do not go down into. Now, when we talk about lives, what are we talking about? Our lives. We're talking about our daily thinking, our daily speaking. We're talking about our daily behavior. We're talking about our decision-making. And this is what people normally see. When we talk about our lives, this is what people see. We could say it this way, that our lives is like the fruit on the tree, right? It's the fruit. This is what people see. This is how people see us. This is our lives. Your lives are supposed to be built on him. Our lives are what people see. But as Christ followers, we've got to be root before fruit. We got to be root before fruit because this is the mistake that we make sometimes. Sometimes we try to produce Christian fruit without a root that is in Christ. We want to produce the right behaviors. We want to produce the right things, the right fruit. We want people to see this fruit. But if we don't have our root in Christ, then the fruit is not going to be what it needs to be. You see, so many times people think they have a fruit problem, but they don't really have a fruit problem. They have a root problem because the root is not down into Christ. They haven't drawn up that nourishment for their soul that has healed them from past wounds, caused and created health on the inside of them, made them whole, filled in all of the gaps. They haven't put those roots down into God's love that creates a stability that says, I will not be moved and I will not be shaken. And they're trying to produce fruit with a broken soul on the inside. They're trying to produce this fruit with a soul that's going back and forth. Well, today was a good day. God loves me. I made a mistake. So God's probably upset with me. And they're trying to produce fruit. No. It's not a fruit problem. It's a root problem. We got to make sure that our roots are growing down so that our lives can be built on him. So let me ask you, what are your roots growing down into? What is your life being built on right now? What is the fruit of your life look like? Because so many times that fruit is going to let us know what the roots really look like. Where are the roots of your life right now? What are your roots growing down into? Because if your roots are growing into the wrong thing, then you're going to be building your life on the wrong thing. And if you are building your life on the wrong thing, we know where this is going to go. This is going to go in devastation. That's what Jesus said. Jesus told a story in Luke chapter 6. And Jesus, in the story, he says, there are two people. One person come to me. He hears my words and he obeys them. And this person builds a house and they build it on the right foundation. They dig deep and they build it on the solid foundation. When the storm comes, their house is not shaken. Their house is not moved. But then there was another person that came to him, heard the words and did not obey. And he just built his house right there on the ground, didn't dig for that solid foundation. And then whenever the storm came and the flood came, and it just completely destroyed his house. Notice that story. That story, there's nothing about belief. It is completely possible that the person that built his house on the wrong foundation believed that he should have built his house on the right foundation. He could have believed that that was actually the right way. You should dig deep. You should build it on the right foundation. He could have had the right belief, but he didn't have the right behavior. And so he's building on the wrong thing. You see, but whenever your roots grow down into Christ and you're putting your roots down into Jesus and you're putting your roots down into God's love, it will cause you to build your life on the right foundations. And whenever we do that, no matter what happens, when the storm comes, when the wind blows, when the water rises, or when your presidential candidate loses, it's not going to matter because I'm grounded. It's not going to matter because I'm established and I'm rooted. It's not going to matter what happens around me. Why? Because I'm stable and I'm unbreakable because I have built my house. I have built my life on Christ because I let my roots grow down into Christ. Now, as we wrap up our service today, knowing that we are just a few days away from a presidential election, let me just remind you, first and foremost, we are Jesus' people. Our roots are not in a candidate. Our roots are in a creator. We don't find our value in or get our values from a political party. Instead, we get our value from a king, and we get our values from his kingdom. You see, we are not putting our hope, our trust, and our futures in the hands of a donkey or an elephant. No, we are putting our future in the hands of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see, it doesn't matter near as much what happens in the White House as what happens in your house. That's what really matters. You see, whether your candidate wins or loses, the question is, are you going to win? What do you mean? I'm not running for president. No, are you going to win? Are you going to win by keeping the commandment that Jesus told us to keep? Are you going to win that battle? Are you going to win that battle of loving your neighbor the way that you have been loved by your creator? Are you going to win that? Are you going to win that battle? You see, whether you win that battle or not shows us a lot where our roots are. Because if your roots are down into Christ and you've got that nourishment for your soul and you've been made whole and your life is full of peace and your life is full of joy and your life is full of hope and your life is healthy and your life is whole and Jesus has done all of that on the inside of you, and you find your stability in God's love and knowing at the end of the day, nothing else really matters because I am so loved by the creator of the universe. And no matter what news comes my way, no matter who wins this election, no matter what happens with COVID-19, no matter what comes or what goes, I am firmly established and rooted and grounded in God's amazing, unconditional love for me. If my roots are down in that and my foundation is in Christ, then I'm not going to be destroyed by anything else because I'm healthy and I'm whole because my roots are in his love and I'm building my life on his word. You see, if we keep our eyes up on Jesus, if we get in that upgrade position and we keep our eyes on Jesus and we put our roots down into Jesus, then we don't have anything to worry about because our life will produce the right fruit because my attention is on him and my roots are growing down into him. And as long as I stay in that position, the fruit of my life will reveal where my roots are. And as Jesus followers, we can't put our roots down into anything else. Let's put our roots into him so that our soul can be whole. So no matter what we go through, we will be stable. We will be strong because our foundation will be secure in Christ and in him alone. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you today, God, that you can do for us what we could never do for ourselves. God, that you can do for us what a new job or a vacation or a spouse or a child could never do. You, God, have the ability to heal the broken places of our heart. You have the ability to cause us to be healthy and to be whole as we put our roots down into you, not the idea of you, not even the teachings that you brought to this world, but when we put our roots down into you. And not only that, but you have the ability, God, to cause us to be stable despite the winds and the rain and the storms and the difficulties and the challenges and the obstacles that we face. We can be stable because our roots are down in your love, knowing that we are so incredibly loved by you. We can be stable and unmovable and unshakable regardless of our season of life. God, thank you for that. Right now, maybe you're watching and you say, Philip, I really need to know this love. I really need just to receive this unconditional, unending, everlasting, unchanging. I need this love in my life. I want to be loved by God exactly the way that the Apostle Paul said I could be loved by God. Maybe you've gone through life feeling like his love was conditional, that if you performed well, you would have it. But if you didn't show up and you didn't show up on time and you didn't show up the way you should have shown up, then he was going to withhold that from you. And right now, you just want to say yes to the overflow of God's love. You want to say yes to the deluge of God's love. You just want to say yes to God's love pouring out of heaven right upon you, right where you are right now. All you have to do is say, God, that's what I want. God, that's what I want. I want to experience the fullness of your love, the greatness of your love. I want to experience that in my life right now. If that's you, just say yes. Say yes, God, that's what I want. I want to know that you love me. I want to know the depth of your love, the height of your love, the width of your love. God, I want to know the greatness of your love. Maybe right now you say, Philip, I need my roots to go down into that love so that I can be stable. I feel right now that my life is being tossed to and fro. I just need to get my roots back down into his love. Reminding myself that it doesn't matter what Fox News says, CNN says, what my friends say on Facebook and Twitter. I've got to get my roots down into his love so that I will find the stability for my life that only comes from him. If that's you, just say, Philip, that's what I want right now. I want that stability that comes from his love. I don't want to be tossed back and forth and spun around and turned upside down. I want my life to be firmly planted in that love, and I want that love to keep me stable and keep me strong. Father, I thank you right now for those that just said yes to your love, for those that said, I wanted my roots to grow down into that love. I want my life to be built on Jesus. That's what I want. I want to be stable and I want to be strong. I want my life to be grounded. Father, I pray that as we continue on in this series, God, let us understand that this is the beginning. This is the starting place. This is the starting line right here of our roots growing down into you so that our life can produce the fruit that you are calling us to produce for your kingdom and for your glory. Help us along this journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, go ahead and put an amen on that. Hey, I'm so thankful that you are here today. I'm so thankful that this week, I know where your roots are going. Your roots are going down into Jesus, and you're going to find that nourishment for your soul. You're going to find that Jesus is going to create stability and strength in your life this week like never, ever before. And I hope you come back next Sunday, because next Sunday, we're going to talk about how do you be grounded in your attitude, mindset, and emotions that are going to help you produce the fruit that God wants you to produce. God bless you. I will see you right back here next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.